Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Got Stitcher? We're on it. So get it. Stitcher is an award-winning provider of news and talk radio for your mobile phone. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Who is the WWE trying to sign to a contract extension? Who is getting inducted to the WWE Hall of Fame? And who is missing from the TNA UK tour? All this and much, much more on this week's Off the Mark.
This is TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Of Off the Mark. We are the podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew. He is there. Let's get right into the news. So the WWE is trying to sign Brock Lesnar to another contract. So they're basically trying to extend it. Is that right, Aaron?
Yeah. So, you know, his contract this time was, let's face it, it was nice for him. He had to work like 20, 30 dates. He got paid millions of dollars for those dates. And realistically, I mean, he had a very cushy time there, and he still does. They want him to work a few more dates, not necessarily house shows, but they're probably going to have him come in, work, you know, the main ones, you know, maybe a Survivor Series, SummerSlam, you know, Royal Rumble, WrestleMania type deal, take a little bit of time off in between there. But there's a lot of people that he could have really good feuds with. You have Ryback, CM Punk, Randy Orton, Sheamus. These are big name people that he could help put over.
But the thing is, okay, he can put them over, but does he want to? In fact, if I'm correct, when he signed this contract, which is great for him, and I don't think they've burned through half the dates yet. You know, what's happening here?
Yeah, I'm thinking that.
Oh, I know what's going to happen.
And let's wait to talk about that, you know, because we have a little bit to talk about. Now, Andy, one of the big things that happened this week is that Bob Backlund is the newest inductee into the WWE Hall of Fame. Now, this is pretty big news.
And it's big news because why?
Well, he's a politician now. Yeah, and he was the second longest reigning champion
correct.
In WWE history.
Yes, and who did he – the second time he won the title, who did he win it from?
Wasn't it Bret Hart?
It was Bret Hart. Yeah. Isn't that awesome? I did not realize that. And he beat him with a cross-faced chicken wing.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering who's going to induct him.
I don't know.
I would be surprised. You know what? I bet you he asked Bret Hart. That's the only thing I can think of that he would do. I mean, to me, it would make sense because, okay, he won his final title reign. He beat Bret Hart.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised if he asked him. You know, and more of like if the WWE was like pushing Bret Hart. But also, I don't remember anyone that, you know, Bob Backlund aligned with. I mean, he was old, so far ago.
That's the thing. He is, you know, he is a 60s, 70s wrestler. And so for us, you know, we during the 80s and 90s, you know, we don't know any of his real history other than really Bret Hart. I don't know who's going to induct him. I mean, it's not that big of a deal, though. But I do want to bring back an old segment, though, Andy.
Oh, geez. What is
today
it,
today I learned.
Today I learned what?
Brooke Hogan, Andy, I got to ask you, how old does she look?
Oh, dude, she's probably, let's see, I'm 33. She's probably 30.
She's 24.
What?
Today I learned Brooke Hogan is 24 years old. 24.
Okay, I will say that's a rough 24 then.
That is a very rough 24. When I was 20, okay, I looked 24. I was youthful looking. I still think I'm pretty youthful looking. She looks like hell. She looks like hell. She is 24 years old. Andy,
I'm thinking about that. Dude, thinking about that, I actually, at that time, I was running a theater. And all you guys would come up and hang out with me.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, let's move on to WWE programming this week. So Dolph Ziggler wins Beat the Clock. Don't you just love Beat the Clock?
Yeah, and those aren't bad. I thought that this was actually a pretty decent setup to the Royal Rumble itself. I thought, okay, finally, they're talking about the Royal Rumble. Finally, they're going to, you know, with the 3 hours they have on Monday night to talk about the Royal Rumble, the hour they have on Wednesday, the 2 hours they have on Friday, they're finally going to talk about the Royal Rumble. Finally. Ziggler wins Beat the Clock, Andy, but he didn't get to pick number 30, though, did
he? No, they said you got to pick. You get to pick your thing. And then Vicky threw the curveball. You get to pick between 1 and 2. So here's what I don't even want to talk about Royal Rumble. I think we just talk about that later because I have an idea what's happening here.
And we'll talk about that, about our predictions the buildup into the Royal Rumble itself.
So,
Andy, Cena's promo. What did you think about his promo at the end?
Why? It just said he just came out and said, I'm going to win the Royal Rumble. Pipe bomb. That's all. That's what I got out of it. And he kind of, in a way, if he was turning heel, this is the time to do it. If you're going to turn John Cena heel, the thing is, dude, you turn him heel now. There is something there's two options then that you have for the Rock CM Punk match. Two options. There's two options there. Just take a wild guess what those are. The two options are Brock or Cena. Cena, no shield. Cena beats up Rock. Rock wants revenge. And then CM Punk can say blah, blah, and then he can turn into a three-way if he wanted to.
And that actually doesn't sound too bad. I disagree that now's the time to turn Cena heel. There's been plenty of other times you turn him heel.
Well, the thing is, that's how I took that promo. That told me that he's going heel.
No, that promo told me that somebody, whoever wrote it, or if he did it on the fly, it was horrific. Whatever he was talking about the stupid Xbox Live gamer tag, the girl who is posting pictures on Facebook. I was sitting there going, you know what? And here's the thing. Cena is a great talker. He is charismatic, horrible wrestler. But nonetheless, he still is able to take a crowd and get their attention. And he had no attention, it felt like. People weren't even booing him. They were just like, what's going on here? Like I don't care what you are saying. That promo was probably the worst I've ever heard from Cena. Probably the worst. And he's had great ones. That one was one of the worst.
And the thing is, you can tell that it was scripted because he wasn't flowing. It just seemed like everything he said was scripted. Like, you can tell sometimes when guys say things from the heart, and then you can tell when guys are going off a script. And that's what I took out of it. It was basically that he rant and raved for, you know, what, 5 minutes, I think it was, and then ended it. But the thing is, I also took it also as a heelish type promo, and until the very end, because he was bashing basically the WWE audience.
If I agree with that necessarily, okay.
but I will say this:
I enjoyed he cut a promo a year and a half ago, and I had talked about on the show where he even talked about his heelish behavior, and he took the hand from the ear and put it in front of his face. And I said, that was his best promo I've ever heard from him. And unfortunately we've kind of come full circle. We're at the worst now.
Well, that is kind of sad, but
so
the deal now is that there's too much WWE programming. And if the Shield decides that they're going to interfere with the CM Punk Rock match, Punk loses the title. So if the Shield does it, right?
And that's the key word there. He did not say if there is any interference. If the Shield interferes in the match.
Oh, man, dude. I'm going to throw some ideas at you right now, okay?
All right. So you're going to book.
Here we go. I'm going to book it right now. The Shield comes out. And have they beat Cena up lately?
I don't know if they've done it lately.
Okay, here's well, Cena's not going to turn heel. We'll just say that. Okay, so Brock comes out, beats up Cena. Or I'm sorry. Brock beats up The Rock. So CM Punk wins, right? And then a week or two later, Brock's back, and he's like, I am the leader of the Shield. Vince McMahon comes out, strips CM Punk of the title. Title reign ends, right? at Elimination Chamber, it's for the title. The last three guys will be Rock, CM Punk, and Cena. You could have The Rock win it at that time, which I would not be happy about. So then you could say that CM Punk did not drop the title to him. Then you'll have somehow it'll be Cena versus CM Punk, and winner takes on The Rock at WrestleMania for the title.
Interesting.
Then, of course, CM Punk loses at least three weeks prior. So there's that buildup. You have 3 weeks to build up Rock Cena. You know, you can have the contract signing the week prior, and then the week right before WrestleMania, you can do something big. That's what I think they should do. Because then CM Punk still looks like the man. He has not lost face. He can still lose a couple big matches now, but he won't have the title. It sucks because he's basically getting stripped of the title. No matter how you look at it, he's getting stripped.
That's not a bad way to look at it.
But that's how I think they should do it. Now, they won't do that.
If you and I were writers there, I would actually tweak that.
Okay.
What I would do is you have Brock Lesnar say that he's a member of the Shield. Then you have Punk come out and say, you can't strip me because, you know, I didn't know that and I didn't call that, you know, all that stuff. And then you have McMahon on the power trip saying, fine, you're going to defend the title against these people, and you are going to be number one in the Elimination Chamber. So he's going to put all these obstacles in front of him. So I would actually have Punk hold the title until Elimination Chamber. I think he should drop it then. I think that, you know, they are going on this Rock-Cena collision course for the title. Cena's going to win. You know, this has been completely scripted, completely telegraphed. We know that this is going to happen. So you have Rock win the title, and then you have Cena win it at WrestleMania. That's kind of the way I would go. So I like your idea. I would tweak it a little bit.
All right. But yeah, so there's a lot of ideas that can go around here. Just remember, it's the Shield cannot interfere. So like I said, you could do a couple things. But we'll talk about that in our other segment. So let's thank our sponsor, HostGator. Are you a blogger or podcaster? You're just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited space, unlimited bandwidth, with one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And make sure you use the special coupon code OFFTHEMARK, and you're going to save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what are you going to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite every web hosting cost. Also, make sure you check out Section 86 Off the Mark page. You're going to see a banner for WWEshop.com, and if you use the special coupon code that's when you click on that banner, use that same code, you'll save $10 off any order of $70 or more. Also, they're doing free shipping as well right now, so make sure you check that out, and also check out High Spots. Let's move on to Impact Wrestling this week. So TNA is pressing forward with the Austin Aries, Bobby Roode, and Chavo and Hernandez. So they're going to win the titles.
I hope they do. Chavo and Hernandez have been a pretty good tag team. I kind of think it's a little bit of a waste of talent for Chavo. I think Chavo should be in the X division. You should leave him there. That's where he should be. He should be wrestling with Zema Ion and all those guys. However, though, I don't mind this that much. I actually really like the dynamic with Austin Aries and Bobby Roode. I think that they have a really good dynamic that I haven't seen in a little while. I like Austin Aries. I like Bobby Roode. This is kind of that detour that you take when you're a world champion and they don't want to give you the title right now. So they have you in the tag division for a little while, and then they have you guys break up and go back for the world title. A decent storyline going forward. We'll see where this ends up though.
Okay. But here's the other thing, with the Austin Aries and Bobby Roode, who turns face?
You don't actually have to have either of them.
Think you do. I think you have to have, because Aries is more of a tweener, but you need someone to be a face when they actually fight. I mean, we got, this won't happen until June. I'm just going to tell you this right now. This won't happen until June or after the May pay-per-view, just because. But who would you have? Because they're going to have to turn someone face, and it's going to be either Aries or Bobby Roode. I don't want either of them to be a face.
Well, I don't think that they would turn either of them face.
Ever.
I think having them both heel makes it where you don't necessarily have to have the heel versus heel match, but they can just go their separate ways or get involved in a three-way or four-way match where they break up that way. That's the route I would go personally, but you never know what TNA will do.
This is completely off topic, but I actually watched some PWG. It's Pro Wrestling Guerrilla. And Joey Ryan was on there. I was like, oh, that's cool. And I guess he used to do commentary for him as well. Apparently, TNA won't allow him to do that anymore, which I thought was very interesting. Just because I was like, wow, they're starting to kind of go in the WWE direction with certain things. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. You know, I'm going to research some other indie stuff, but I thought that was really interesting because they said it too. They said it actually on the show. The announcers did. So anyway, So Kurt Angle versus Mr. Anderson cage match is set for next week. And this is going to be actually in the UK.
Mm-hmm. And I like when they do this. I really wish WWE would do this more. I wish TNA would do this more, where you have a match challenged for the following week, or you have this big set piece for the next week. You know, if you heard last week on Raw that Punk was going to take on Dolph Ziggler, let's say, you would be like, oh, wow, that is pretty cool. You know, I want to see that match. You know, they're both heel, I know. So I'm just throwing out Punk versus Sheamus then, okay? Those are two big name people, right? You hear that's going to be on Raw next week. You're probably going to get a few more viewers than just this, hey, we're randomly throwing all these matches at you. You literally have no idea what's going to happen when you watch Raw or TNA for that matter. So the fact that they're doing this actually makes me happy. And it's a pretty big name match with two main eventers in a cage match. That is smart booking.
Right. Very smart booking. My problem is, where are they going to get the steel cage at? Because if they ship that, the expense must be super, super high.
I'm sure that there's somebody in the UK, like a local wrestling organization, well, that they're going to borrow it from.
I was thinking, I'm like, why don't they just, you know, their India office probably has a cage. You could probably just ship it from there. But then I was like,
yeah,
it would still cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
But I was trying to think, I'm like, how are they going to bring a steel cage there? But I know that you can break them up in sections, and I'm pretty sure that's what they did. They just have a makeshift steel cage, nothing special. There won't be any, like, you know, we won't see a moonsault on the top of that
cage. Which was my OMG moment of 2010.
Yes.
Andy, bad news.
Oh, geez. What is it?
Hardy beat Daniels. Daniels did not.
Dude. Like
we were expecting him to, but he did not.
I'm surprised. So basically, your world champion is not on your UK tour, which is a big moneymaker for you.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. I'm glad Hardy has a title because rumor is that his contract ends at the end of March. Okay, you make him happy. You keep him with the world title. So he has it. He's the world champion until March.
Yeah, until lockdown.
Yeah. So, yeah. So does that mean he's going to have to drop it at lockdown?
If he doesn't sign a contract, then yes, he will be dropping it at lockdown.
Dude, I don't see him signing. I see him – here's what I see him thinking more money. Like, if I do this for 4 years, I'm done with wrestling. He doesn't have that option with TNA. I don't even know what he makes from TNA. I'm assuming it's low six figures, like no more than 120,000. With the WWE, his contract, he'll probably get 400 approximately a year for 4 years. So he's guaranteed 1.6 million. The WWE also will pull strings so he can go overseas and stuff. Even though he is a convicted drug, he's a convicted felon for drugs. So that actually, the thing is, if he's just a regular felon, it's one thing. But if it's for drugs, completely different. But the WWE can pull strings to get him to go over there. I look at it from this standpoint. He would basically make tops with TNA for over 4 years, $500,000. He could potentially make $1.6 million if he's with the WWE. Granted, it's going to be a lot more work for him, but the payoff is worth it. Because not only that, they're going to put out DVDs. He's going to have merchandise sales as well. There's a lot of things that he'll get, and it'll be with, you know, hundreds of millions of people opposed to maybe 10 million. You know, that's how I look at it. If I'm Jeff Hardy, I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm going to show up for WrestleMania and be in the Money in the Bank match if they have it. So Yeah, it's kind of sad, though, that he gets beaten down by Aces and Eights, led by Taz.
Yeah. Which, and I, you know what? Let's talk real quick about the Taz promo.
Oh my gosh.
Pretty decent promo. Taz, though, he can't wrestle. And so I was wondering what they were going to say about that. And he said that in his contract that he cannot be touched, that if anybody in TNA touches him, that he gets the company. Like, he basically will be able to sue them to own the company. So I'm glad that they put that in there.
Is that storyline?
Yeah, that's – well, yeah, I would imagine that's storyline. But he probably can't take any bumps.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, but Andy, I want to talk about our weekly topic.
And that which is the Royal Rumble lead up.
And it's part prediction, but mostly the lead up to the Royal Rumble. So I'm going to go on a little bit of a rant here.
All right.
And basically the lead up to the Royal Rumble, in my opinion, has been horrible. I think that the booking for the Royal Rumble season has just been bad. You know, you're talking about the very first week of January, and you have 4 weeks to talk about this pay-per-view. And their qualifying matches they had, they didn't have any. All they had were people coming out saying, I'm going to be in the Royal Rumble. Oh, great. Why is three-man banned in the Royal Rumble?
Are they one entry?
Yeah. Why did they announce? That was not that big of a deal. When they announced, I go, okay, you're going to get thrown out really quickly. I really do not care about this. So they announce it, right? So you have your typical people. You have Sheamus, you have Orton, Cena, those people. Yeah, you're expecting them to be in there. There were no qualifying matches. The only thing they did was that beat the clock challenge the Monday before the Royal Rumble. There was nothing else going on.
And that's also for you're already in the Royal Rumble. All those guys were. Mm-hmm. Why don't you have a beat the clock to get guys qualified? Also, how come Zack Ryder is still not being used?
Well, that's a different topic. He'll yes, probably be in the Royal Rumble. Okay. He'll be number two.
No, dude, he's not going to be in the Royal Rumble because they're not going to put him in it. That's what's going to happen here.
Yeah.
But okay, with the Royal Rumble, okay, there's already been a soft, what we call a soft leak script where they have times made up already on basically who's going to, you know, what they're giving times for. The thing that I can't figure out still is the Royal Rumble should be the focus. That should be their last match. Fine. You do that. All right. So basically at 9:35, the Royal Rumble should start. So that'll give you a full 70 minutes like they're talking about. Now, this is, of course, Eastern Standard Time because you got to go by it. Well, okay. All right. So that's the 70-minute mark. I sat there and started doing the math. And they're off on some of these matches. Like the Divas match, they're giving 10 minutes, and that's including promos, entrance, pinning, exit. That's what they're giving for, 10 minutes.
You could probably only give that 5.
That's the thing. They're only going to be able to do 5 when it's all said and done. They're going to have to basically go through a quick package, which, by the way, the packages they put on main event, I thought were actually kind of decent. But with this, they're going to have to do a quick package, do a quick entrance, and that's it. Also, the match that's on the free one on YouTube is, I think, The Miz versus Antonio Cesaro. Okay. What's the build up to that? It was on main event. Cesaro said some mean things to him.
Well, I have to correct you there.
Okay.
They did have, because Ric Flair
had
this
right.
segment, remember? And so Cesaro came out, you know, and he did his thing. So they had a little bit of history there. So that one's not as bad. But yeah. Nonetheless, why is that? That one's on YouTube? Really?
It's on YouTube, yeah. They're going to have that one on YouTube. Why not, like we suggested before, why don't you actually have the last qualifying match is through there? You have it on that show. You have, we'll say, like a 30-man battle royale. And then but the thing is, now I'm thinking about this. If you have a 30-man battle royale, right, you know who's not going to be in the Royal Rumble. So you can't do that.
Yeah, no, you can't.
Now, it would be cool if before this, they actually had all the NXT guys come out and then have a rumble with NXT people. And then with that, with the guys with the NXT, they're going to decide on who's going to be able to make it into the Royal Rumble. You could have them come out as number two or whatever. Big deal.
Yeah.
But it'd be kind of cool if you had something like that, or if you say that there's like these guys are in the Royal Rumble, and then you know about how many surprises there are. That, I mean, that'd be kind of cool if they said, hey, there's 25 superstars and 25 question or and 24 question or and four question marks, I'm sorry, and then one for NXT. That's 30. Okay.
So here's the problem though. Okay. What you're doing right now is you're preparing for it. That's not what WWE is doing. WWE is not preparing for this. They should have had qualifying matches. They should have had, they should have something in place. You have the qualifying matches, right? And then after the qualifying matches, what you do is then you know, okay, these 10 people are going to be in the Rumble. And these 10 people are not going to be in the Rumble. And then you have a battle royale with those 10 people. Whoever, you know, outlasts the other 10 will be in the Royal Rumble. And let's say he gets to pick a spot, you know? And so you can have, you know, kind of a fun little thing where, like, let's say Orton. I'll throw this out there. Qualifying match, you know, 20 people. So you have one-on-one-on-one, right, type matches. And you could have someone like Orton who gets counted out. And he says, no, I'm choosing to get counted out because I want to be in the Battle Royale so I can choose my spot. Let's just say you do stuff like that. That they don't have to. I'm just throwing out an idea
that
could have been pitching in the meeting that they did not do.
It's been what, like 6 weeks now? Is that right? Yeah. So six weeks, right?
But you had the Christmas season, so that I will say okay.
But you can have qualifying matches during that time. So you have qualifying matches, and yeah, they had some tape shows, big deal. The next 3 weeks are live, okay? Of those 3 weeks, you should basically have more matches and then also have like a beat the clock for the final one.
Yeah, and the beat the clock was great. I was fine with. I thought that was really good. But you have main event. If you really want people to watch that, why not have matches on there?
I was just going to say they should have actually been pushing a feud, because you should have one feud on main event that makes it to the pay-per-view. Technically, it was Antonio and The Miz. You could have had a feud that's going on main event the entire time, okay? So you had that feud going on the entire time of main event. It gets to the point where the week prior to it, it says, I'm facing you at Royal Rumble, okay? So that's what you say. I'm facing this guy at Royal Rumble on main event. The following week, you don't have a contract signing. You have a tag match where, like, they're in a tag. You know what I mean? Like, they always do, like, match where they take two matches, basically two good guys, two bad guys. You put them in, they do a tag match. You do that on main event because, first of all, then it's going to, you know, make those guys, they're going to be fresh because that's taped on Tuesdays. Then they had that entire time to prepare for that match. But the Caitlyn thing, I have no idea why. I just don't get that. Why are they all of a sudden? Who is she even facing, by the way? I don't even know.
I have no idea. I didn't even realize they were going to have her wrestle.
It doesn't matter. You know why? Because it just doesn't matter.
I don't even know how many divas are in the divas division anymore. Almost all of them have left. Caitlyn is there. I think Alicia Fox.
Yep.
And honestly, I think that's it that I can name. I wouldn't call AJ a diva. She's more of a manager role now. I don't know anyone else. And I'm sure that they have a bunch of randoms in there.
Do you think MVP's coming back?
I hope so. And here's the thing. Okay, so that's kind of the lead up to the Royal Rumble. Prediction, this is actually probably the first year I would say I don't have a good prediction for who's going to win. I could see Cena winning. I could see Sheamus re-winning. I could see Orton winning it again. I could see a lot of different people winning. I don't have like one set person.
Hey, dude, I think I found out who Caitlyn's facing. It's the Snuka. Tamara?
She's still there, isn't she?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, so here's the list of divas that I can think of off the top of my head. Okay. Layla, AJ, Natalia, Tamina, Alicia Fox, Oksana, and Caitlyn. That's seven.
I forgot about I forgot. That's how bad it is.
And you know, technically you could say Naomi because she's with Bros Clay and that other girl who is with Bros Clay as well. So you can technically say that they are as well. But that's so you have 7/2. They have three divas down right now in NXT that need to be brought up. And it would have been kind of cool if you had those, that all those divas come up, but then there's no diva division down there. But anyways, I'm getting completely off track about this because there's so many thoughts going through my head that you should be doing with Royal Rumble. The fact that they're only having, I think it's like four matches and the Royal Rumble. To me, it's not doing anything for them. I mean, like, I don't even want to buy this pay-per-view. It's got to that point.
It's the Royal Rumble, though, you know, so.
But the thing, you know, and here's the thing. This is aging me, of course. Back in 1998, I actually bought the, I'm sorry, 99. I bought that Royal Rumble because I was talking to you on the phone. I was like, dude, should I get it? Should I get it? And I was like, ah, screw it. And I just hadn't ordered it. And, you know, back then it was $35. So that was a lot of money to me. It still is. But I ordered it because it was Royal Rumble. If it would have been anything else, I would have got it. In your house, screw it. Don't want it. But it was the Royal Rumble. It ended up being a good one, too.
Sure.
But it just, like I said, it's the Royal Rumble. You got to watch it. But I'm going to be disappointed the entire time I'm watching it. And that's.
Let me ask you this. Who do you think's going to win?
I have no idea. This is the first year. I mean, I have scenarios. I could, you know, if Dolph, I'd say Dolph is number two and wins it because then he'd say he's the first number two to win. But then he could also turn around and say where I was, you know, technically it's the same thing as if you're number one, like it I is. Am. You know, you could say something like that, you know, go off on a tangent that if The Rock wins, which I wouldn't be surprised if he's in it and wins.
Because, really?
Because. And there's so many factors that go into this, okay? If CM Punk wins, this is the key word. If Punk wins, The Rock wins, we'll win the Royal Rumble match. And what will happen is that somehow Cena will beat CM Punk, end the streak, and then it's Cena versus Rock. Because Rock is gonna wait. He is gonna tease it for a long time, and then all of a sudden, after Elimination Chamber, bam, there you go. It's him versus Cena.
Here's the problem with that.
Okay.
I you know, it makes sense. But Cena winning the title at Elimination Chamber doesn't have nearly as much emphasis as if he wins it at the WrestleMania main event. So, I mean, that's the big thing. If Cena wins at WrestleMania from The Rock, then that's a bigger deal.
See, this
it is. It's a much bigger deal.
I don't think it is.
Okay, the main event of WrestleMania and you win the title or you defend the title? Which one is more important to you?
Winning the title is more important. But the thing is, I can book after Royal Rumble, when we do our next show, I can book what they're going to do for the rest of the year. At least until WrestleMania. I can tell you exactly what's going to happen.
Which is not the rest of the year.
I hate you. Up until April, I can tell you what they're going to do because it's very predictable. Because we know Rock is only going to be there for a little bit. But, you know, this is the thing with Royal Rumble. I mean, there's no, like, this guy has to win. This guy has to win. But if I had to put my money on it in this scenario, I would actually say if CM Punk wins, The Rock wins Royal Rumble. If The Rock beats CM Punk, which could happen, I see Cena winning the Royal Rumble. If for some reason neither of those things happen, I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, you could have Dolph win.
One of them has to happen.
Well, I mean, but one of those two guys, but you could have Dolph win it. If Dolph wins it, then what?
Dolph could win it. That'd be kind of fun.
He could do something cool where, like, how should I put it? He beats the crap out of the guy, gets disqualified, cashes it in, 1-2-3, wins the title.
And that'd be great booking. It'd be really unique. I actually think that what'll happen is that Dolph should throw out Cena to get his heat back. Because the problem with the Dolph Cena feud is that Cena has been burying Dolph. It's been really stupid. However, though, I think that Cena is probably gonna win the Royal Rumble. That would be my guess. Cena's gonna win. And then he's going to take on The Rock at WrestleMania. However, though, if you want to know who I think should win, it's Wade Barrett. I think Wade Barrett is on us. He's right there. Wade Barrett is right there. Upper mid card, about ready to break through. He wins that, takes on Alberto Del Rio. That's actually a pretty decent feud.
Okay. I will say I would like to see that. I'll agree with you. Wade Barrett was not even on my radar. He wasn't even my top 10. I'll tell you that now. But that's actually really interesting because you're right. He is right there. Simple finishing move. The crowd hates him. The crowd will hate him even more if he beats Del Rio. But here's the thing. I don't want Del Rio to lose the title.
I don't know. It's a wait and see. Royal Rumble is this Sunday, and I'm actually looking forward to our next discussion.
Next week. It's going to be interesting to see how they take it home. So that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AuthorMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast, and I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.